Welcome to the Oldie Podcast. This is from our literary lunch featuring guest speakers. Our lunches are held monthly. Details and how to book can be found in our magazine and on the website at www.theoldie.co.uk. Kindly sponsored by Charles Stanley Wealth Managers, providing financial peace of mind to clients since 1792.
Our next guest has just ordered me to be funny, most terrifying two words in the English language, because she is one of the funniest people on our TV screens over the last 40 years. She began at the Comedy Store. She was in The Young Ones, that wonderful series. All the greatest hits of British TV, Bottom, French and Saunders, the immortal Harry Enfield's television programme, and absolutely fabulous. And she has now written a new memoir, Not That I'm Bitter, by Helen Lederer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Harry. Good afternoon. How is everyone?
Good.
There's a really weird, really not. You thought it was a donkey? I thought it was somebody's hearing aid. Hands up, who's got a hearing aid? There's no shape. I love that table. Seven. We have to have a hearing aid. It's no shame. Anyway, it's a real honour to be invited to the Oldie Lunch. Apparently you do holidays as well. I've been talking to Harry, trying to get myself a free one. Who's been on a holiday? Are they any good? I don't want to commit myself to if it's shit. Is it? Anyway, okay. So thank you so much to our speakers. I've learned a lot from Philippa about a bear not being frightening. No, the bear was frightening.
Yeah, already.
I wasn't
fine with a wolf, not a bear.
Yes to the wolf, no to the bear. And Paul, amazing, very interesting. But and I'll know what to do about if I get padlocked. I just need to get a wife to padlock me. So that's fine. We're all learning. Actually, it's interesting that Philippa's talking about women in nature because I've actually just discovered, just come back from a Greek island. Obviously, you can see the tan. And I went naturist. Have we got any oldie naturists here? It's quite easy to do if you get a budget villa and there's just a pool and no one can overlook you. And I suddenly thought, I don't want to put clothes on again. But obviously, out of respect, I have today. So, why write? Because you wouldn't want it. No, let's not go there. So, why write? Can you hear me, by the way? Not just I know table seven is advanced, but the rest of us. Okay. So, why write a memoir in your twilight years? Well, I'm just holding it up just in case you've forgotten what it looks like. And I've got this very passive, aggressive, they're called end pages, aren't they? And because I realised in my age that I was doing stand-up comedy at a time when actually women actually didn't tend to do the actual stand-up comedy, like the real stand-up comedy of getting yourself to a gig, writing material, dealing with what happens, the people throwing things at you, and actually doing it. And it was so long ago that I don't think they'd invented the internet at that point. So my name was left off things. I thought, do you know what? I've just got to show off in a passive-aggressive way. And there you have it, just opening it again for a little bit of an image if anybody feels moved to buy one on the way out. Anyway, so the most interesting thing about book promoting, which obviously is what I'm doing, is that people are quite nice to you, finally. And it's fascinating. Yeah, it's taken me a long fucking time. Excuse me, I didn't swear. Table seven heard that. And seeing how different ages react to, you know, my alarmingly honest book, because it is alarmingly honest, because I'm not famous enough not to be. So obviously, if I was Judi Dench, I'd just sort of do a book and say, went to RADA, did some stuff about Shakespeare, and everyone would buy it. But you wouldn't have to be alarmingly honest. But when you're marginally famous, as I am, then you actually, and I have no idea, so everything is true. I mean, it is quite frighteningly honest. There's no lies in here. I didn't realise that you didn't have to be honest, so I've gone for it. Anyway, I got interviewed by The Guardian, which is obviously a dream come true for me. I'm sure you would. I mean, that was it. So a person from The Guardian came to the house and you go, oh my God, it's The Guardian. And it was a young woman. And then you get really self-conscious because they're going, Helen went and made a cup of tea. And they're going, how am I, you know, she walked opinionatedly or factly or nudely, as obviously been recently new, to how am I putting the kettle on? How's it being interpreted? All that. Anyway, so it was very exciting. So we did the Guardian article. And then she said, particularly about the drama school chapter, please buy the book, chapter 7. Quite shocking. And she said, are you angry? And I thought, well, I wasn't until you brought it up. So obviously, the young people see everything through the eyes now. And because you're all literary, who said, Harry will know this because he's already quoted Kingsley Amis and Oberon War to me. Who said the past is another country?
Ian Forster.
Well, a good guess, but do you know? Incorrect. Wrong. Wrong on table one. Who else said it? A.P. Hartley, which sounds like a jam, but it isn't. And so the past is another country. So, but no, don't feel bad about that because it was a good guess. It was a really decent guess. And the thing is, so when you write about the 80s and the 90s and what happened in truth, the young Generation Z, they're called, aren't they? Or Zen or something. Are they Zen? The Zeds, they're very Zen. They're not millennials. They're quite shocked. Because obviously I do talk about sex, because I have had sex. I know it's shocking, but I have more than once. And I don't think young people have sex nowadays. The generations, I just don't think they do it. And I think what they do is they actually just photograph pictures of their genitals and just text it, because then it takes the guesswork out of it. Anyway, Generation Z aren't, not sex, and worried for me. Anyway, and then, so I do talk about sex, even discreetly, and your Ian Forster thing, I talk about, like, connection, so it's kind of, I talk about connecting, which is a euphemism for sex. I can't believe I've said sex so many times. I'm not prepared. Anyway, so, but like with an older person, let's take Joan Collins, right? So she talks about sex, but in a very sort of charming way, like, you know, how she resisted the casting couch, and brownie points to her. I was brought up to say yes, to be polite. My father said it was rude to say no, and actually it's much quicker to say yes. Whoops. So yes is fine. Also another little fact about Joan Collins, I'm sure, is that she can get up from a chair without holding on. Did you know that? Which I think is a gift. Graham Norton told me that, just showing off. So anyway, I was a little bit worried about what to wear for the Liberal Reform Club, because it is quite formal here, although with a touch of bohemia, I've noticed, to save it from becoming too book PR. They're not my favourite. You know, we're all in tribes. I just don't connect, like, book PR people. Are there any book PR people? No, because I always wear corporate clothes, one uniform dress, red normally. Anyway, let's not do the book PR thing. It's ugly, it's unpleasant. So I asked a doctor friend, some of my, well, husband actually, but like to keep things casual. I asked him, I said, look, I'm doing the oldie lunch and what to wear. Did he have any tips? And he said, no, you didn't. But we're going through that honesty, which is rude. We're going through that honesty phase where I say things like, you know, he says to me, I'd like to make love with you really badly. And I said, well, you just have. That's a joke. You've got to put one in. Anyway, in the end, I took his advice, which was wearing a completely hot, inappropriate velvet winter coat. Promoting, not that I'm bitter, has been interesting. I did the Bar Festival, one of my early gigs, and I got carried away and I started talking about the concept of comedy, mentioned Joyce Grenfell and how French and Saunders were in the year above me. You know when you're at school and you don't talk to the in the year above and you don't talk to the year because it's uncool? Not that I'm bitter. And only sold five. So that, anyway, I thought that's not good enough. I've sold two already. Please, three more, come on. Let's equal Bath here at the Liberal Club. Anyway, no. So then I did one just, I think, 2 weeks ago in Suffolk, and I was interviewed by the ex-controller of BBC Comedy on Radio 4, who never gave me any work, which was a bit awkward for her. And anyway, I went and I just realised how I had to sell books. I had to go really personal. I just went really, really personal, just said true things about real people. And she had to keep saying things like, Alexis Sale's a really good friend of mine, actually. And I wasn't even slagging him off. I said he's a great writer, and he is. But anyway, what I'm saying is you do have to, in terms of advice and sharing and communication and where we're at, I think you just have to be really authentic and go for it and be personal and not be worried about certain diarists in the room. Anyway, saying the wrong thing. Anyway, so obviously I got a lawyer to check the book. One thing I got wrong, I didn't actually, you mentioned Harry Enfield, Harry Mount. I actually didn't check it with Harry Enfield beforehand, but I did send an email to the agent after it had come out. And then the agent said, Harry has received your email. And that was it. Anyway, so last week I had to do a cookery show in terms of promoting the book for Sunday brunch. Do you watch Channel 4 here at the Oldie? No. So shall I carry on with that story? Do you want to hear about Channel 4? Oh, sorry, Philippa, but you're 55. You're one of the youngest people in the room. Anyway, so what happens is when I get nervous, this is a terrible thing, I get a little bit of Tourette's. I get overexcited. Anyway, so I was interviewed by this guy who was a football pundit, and I don't know what that is. I mean, he's really cool. And I thought, oh, no. And then by mistake, I said, I love you. And I thought, I don't love him. I don't love him at all. And I just said, I love you. I love you. Actually, I love you. And that happened to me with Lorraine Kelly when I was promoting, and I just said, I love you. I thought, no, this is ridiculous. I don't love either of them. This is just can happen. And so my message to you is don't worry if the thing comes in. It's just nerves. And you walk on. You move on. I've had a few unusual jobs that are in. How long have I got? 30 seconds? Come on, is he giving me a signpost like you did?
One more minute.
Oh, shit. I have so much to say. You have to buy the book. So 30 seconds. So people might know me from Ab Fab, and then when often people think I'm their dentist, that's the first thing, and then I have to reassure them that I'm not, and they wouldn't want me to be their dentist at all. And then Ab Fab, and people actually, it's quite sweet, they want us to all be friends and, you know, go round to each other's houses and all that, and I say, yeah, we do, you know, all the time. Not when they're in, obviously. Be stalking. Anyway, and so I do kind of go through a lot of stuff. I talk about the therapy. Why me? Talk about therapy. Apparently, I've got above average anxiety, which I'm very proud of that. Above average. That's a good score. And then I talk about reality TV. Do you watch reality TV? Sometimes you've got more leisure time now, haven't we, as we're being over 60. And I had to do Splash. You know, Tom Daly's just come back, hasn't he? He's going to retire. But I did a thing where you had to dive into a 3-metre pool, which is quite high if you get vertigo and slingbacks, which I do. And it was a bit awkward being in the pool with Tom Daly. Nobody obviously watched it. It was called Splash. Because it was a bit like being in a birthing pool where he sort of slipped down the leg of my posse. But anyway, I did Splash. I had to get hypnotised to do it from somebody in Sevenoaks. Don't ask me why that happened. And then I did Big Brother. And they said, you know, do you cry easily? And I'd say the higher the fear, the more sincere my tears of gratitude. So I talk about that. Come Dine With Me. Do you watch Come? That's nice. And then where you have to eat a meal cooked by people you've never heard of. And then you have to rummage around in between courses to try and find some sex toys in the bedroom. It would be interesting. I never found anything unless you count Prince Andrew hiding under the bed. Anyway, and I did set up a Comedy Women in Print prize, which Harry Mount's going to sponsor next year. It's a joke. He doesn't know that yet. Where you have to have interns. It's a passion project. Both of us talk about passion projects. And where you have to have an intern. And my intern showed me how to work the iPhone i13. And as a trade-off, I taught her how to fake her orgasms for the rest of her life. Anyway, so I'm hurrying. There's so much in the book. I can't believe that you haven't bought them. I do mention, this is the last one, I do mention that when my agent stole money from me, it's in there. And luckily she stole from other clients as well, so I didn't feel picked on. And in fact, if she hadn't stolen from me, I'd have insisted she did, just to prove I was working. Anyway, what a lovely lunch. Please ask me back. I want to go on holiday. I want to take... I love you.
Thank you so much, Helen, and thanks so much to all three of our terrific speakers, and they'll all be outside, not where they were for lunch, just outside this double door behind me. And I must thank Charles Stanley for their terrific prize, which is a Fortnum & Mason and hamper, and the winner is Sarah Bryden. So Sarah, your prize awaits you in the library just where we're having drinks before. And so thank you all so much for coming to the Oldie Lunch, and our writers will be waiting just outside the door. Thank you so much.
Kindly sponsored by Charles Stanley Wealth Managers, providing financial peace of mind to clients since 1792. You have been listening to the Oldie Podcast. Please share this episode. Look out for the Oldie Magazine subscription offer on our website, www.theoldie.co.uk. Thank you and good luck.